Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy. You dummy.
It's Friday. The regular Friday features are beginning, and we start with You Big Dummy. Let's get Esmeralda back on. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Ready to hear about some dummies?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then we get to vote. All right. This is where I read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and then we vote. Let's begin. Dummy number one. A Long Island criminal defendant tried faking his death to avoid a jail sentence, but the phony death certificate his lawyer submitted had a glaring spelling error that made it a dead giveaway for a fraud, prosecutors said. Robert Berger, 25, of Huntington, New York, now faces up to 4 years in prison if convicted in the illegal scheme, the alleged scheme. That's in addition to the pending sentences for earlier guilty pleas to charges of possession of a stolen Lexus and attempted grand larceny of a truck. Punishment prosecutors say he was looking to avoid. It will never cease to amaze me the lengths that some people will go to avoid being held accountable for their criminal charges, Nassau County District Attorney Madeline Singa said on a telephone interview. Arraigned by video Tuesday because of the coronavirus pandemic, Berger pleaded not guilty to a single count of offering a false instrument for filing. A judge set the bail at $1 but ordered Berger back to jail because of his underlying cases. His next court date is scheduled for July 29th. A message seeking comment was left with the public defender who took over Berger's case after the lawyer who submitted the suspicious death certificate claimed that he'd been used as a pawn and had nothing to do with the alleged shenanigans. Scheduled to be sentenced for a year in jail last October on the theft-related charges, Berger fled the state while taking steps to convince his then-lawyer, prosecutors, and the judge that he had killed himself, including allegedly using his fiancée to pass along a bogus death certificate. At first glance, Berger's purported death certificate looked like an official document issued by the New Jersey Department of Health, Vital Statistics, and Registry. But there was one big problem. Registry was spelled R-E-G-S-I-T-R-Y. There were also inconsistencies in the font type and the size that raised suspicion, they said. The real New Jersey Department of Health, Vital Statistics, and Registry confirmed that Berger's death certificate was fake. Berger was alive, but not entirely well. While supposedly dead, he had been arrested in suburban Philadelphia on charges of including allegations that he provided a false identity to law enforcement and stole from a Catholic college. Good Lord, this guy. He was sentenced in January for up to a year in jail. Berger's case was reminiscent of one 6 years ago in which a former Coast Guard petty officer turned shoe salesman posed as a former military lawyer soliciting clients and appearing in court. That man, Kenneth Goldstein, was outed as a fraud when he was started to rambling in an unlawyer-like fashion in the Long Island courtroom. You're going to get caught, Singa says. We say it all the time. Crime does not pay. We will catch up with you eventually. In this case, it's never a good idea to submit phony documents to the district attorney. We were able to make sure that he wasn't able to get away with it.
What kind of life do you think it is being the father of a young dummy? And for every dummy, there's a dummy.
Dummy number two. A Michigan woman who wanted her ex-husband murdered tried to hire a killer via the farcical website rentahitman.com. According to investigators, Wendy Wine, 51, this month, filled out a service request form on the site which describes itself as a you-point-and-click solution and boasts 17,985 U.S.-based field operatives. Site visitors are assured that Rent-A-Hitman is compliant with the provisions of the 1964 Hitman Information Policy and Protection Act. A recent update on Rent-A-Hitman noted that we are still open during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our Wuhan offices will be working on a reduced schedule. The form Wine submitted to the website identified her former spouse as the intended victim, prompting Rent-A-Hitman's operators to contact Michigan State Police since it appeared Wine was serious about soliciting a murder. An undercover trooper subsequently went to Wine, met Wine in a parking lot near her South Rockwood home, a village about 25 miles south of Detroit. Wine allegedly offered the supposed hitman $5,000 to kill her ex and gave him an upfront payment to cover travel expenses since the target lives in Tennessee. Wine was subsequently arrested and charged with murder, solicitation, and using a computer to commit a crime, both felonies.
One dummy ain't enough in this house. You got to bring home super dummy. But if you and Rollo going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies.
Dummy number three. When stealing from Walmart in broad daylight, it is best to work your way up the 65-inch Ultra TV HD television. Florida cops are seeking to identify the woman who Sunday afternoon tried to push a shopping cart containing the massive TV out of the store in Mulberry, a town 40 miles east of Tampa. According to police, the suspect, accompanied by a female cohort, placed assorted electronics items into her cart before adding the 65-inch Philips TV, which sat precariously in her cart. When the woman bypassed the checkout lines and headed for the door, Walmart security stopped her and asked to see her receipt for the items in the cart. The woman could not produce evidence that she had paid for the merchandise. At this point, the woman's accomplice took the smaller items from the cart and placed them in her car. The duo then fled in the vehicle, leaving the $450 TV behind. The suspect's eventual apprehension seems likely, since her attempt to boost the TV was captured by Walmart surveillance cameras. Okay.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
All right. Esmeralda, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right. We got to take another break here. We got two more dummies to talk about, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy as the Friday features continue here on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and our regular features continue. And our lovely guest is Esmeralda. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Okay, we got two more dummies, and then we vote, okay?
Got it.
All right. Dummy number four. A junior at the University of Georgia has been given a second chance after a meatball blunder caused her to fail a test. Sam Lee was taking an online exam for her economics class while eating a meatball sandwich. As Lee moved through the test, a meatball fell out of the sub roll and onto her keyboard, effectively exiting and ending the exam before she was finished. In the email, which Lee posted a screenshot of on Twitter, the student tells her professor that a meatball that had tragically fallen onto my keyboard while I was taking an exam. It hit the sort of escape button and closed the entire browser, she recently told BuzzFeed News. As panic set in, Lee started crafting an email that reportedly took her 6 hours to write to explain the messy situation. 6 hours? In the email, which Lee posted a screenshot of on Twitter, the student tells her professor of a meatball that had tragically fallen onto his exam. This said meatball caused some malfunctions with my laptop and caused the test to submit itself, the email continues. According to a photo of the test results, the student received a 39.17% on the meatball-ended exam. The Lee concedes a falling meatball is no excuse for a failing grade on this exam. She asked her professor if she could retake the test. Surprisingly enough, her professor responded and agreed to extend the test deadline until midnight that night for her to retake it. I would recommend you take the test either before or after dinner, the professor wrote in the email. The tweet Lee shared of the July incident went viral, and many sharing their own college follies. Though testing on an empty stomach isn't usually recommended, it is safer to eat and exam separately.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
That's still my favorite cut. Dummy. Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Five. A fugitive of the week sought by the U.S. Marshals Service was found sleeping on a porch in New Hampshire, authorities said. John Cathcart, 55, was sought on multiple arrest warrants issued from Belknap County. Deputy U.S. Sheriff Marshal Jeffrey White said in a news release. The warrants included failing to appear on a charge of being in felon possession of a firearm and failing to appear on three outstanding narcotics charges. Cathcart was in a segment Wednesday featured in local media and distributed to law enforcement officers nationwide. Authorities said interviews led them to a porch in Locana where they found Cathcart. He was arrested without incident. It wasn't immediately known if he had a lawyer who could speak on his behalf. Sleeping on a porch.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
All right. It is time to vote. All right. Tom will vote first. I'll vote second. And then Esmeralda, you're going to be our third vote, okay?
Got it.
All right. Let me give you the recap. We got the guy who tried to fake his death, but there was a typo on the death certificate, misspelled registry. Woman tried to hire a hitman online, got busted. We've got the woman caught trying to steal a massive TV from Walmart. We've got the girl who was eating a meatball sub and the meatball fell out onto her keyboard while she was taking a final exam. And we have the fugitive of the week found asleep on a porch. Good week.
Solid week.
Dumb people. All right. Who's gonna get your vote for the dummiest?
I'm gonna give the runner up to this is tough. Runner up, I'll say the guy who tried to fake his own death,
but had the typo.
Because he got close, buddy. He got that close to faking your own death. Meatball girl, what the hell? What is this? What kind of excuse is that? Oh yeah, meatball fell on my laptop. So I need you to extend the deadline. Seriously.
Well, she had photo proof.
Okay, you can easily stage a meatball mishap. It's I'd like to see the Zapruder film of that meatball hitting the laptop.
So you're going with Meatball Girl.
I'm going with Meatball Girl. That's stupid.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The hiring the hitman online is just ridiculous. The fugitive of the week found asleep on the porch. That's a good one. That's a good one. This guy's wanted, and they find him sleeping on a porch. Fugitive of the week. But I'm gonna agree with you. I think Meatball Girl is the dummy is the biggest dummy. Esmeralda, what would you vote on?
You know, I was enjoying what was the website that lady typed in.
Rent
a hitman.com.
Rentahitman.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rent. Yeah.
Rent
that
it.
One's pretty good, yeah. But yeah, I got to go with the meatball lady. I wonder how big was this meatball?
Yeah.
That it could cause so much catastrophe.
Yeah. It was probably a very large meatball.
I'm assuming a comically large meatball.
Yeah. Yeah, like the size of somebody's head.
It just smashed her computer.
Exactly. Tomato sauce everywhere.
Children injured.
You didn't even think about the effect. Wow. You didn't even think about the effect that the tomato sauce had on the keyboard.
Right?
Yeah.
She's probably digging that out with a Q-tip for weeks.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is. It's unanimous. Meatball girl is the dummy of the week. All right. Okay, we've got time for a few of the context.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's try this one out for a size. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh, as I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context. Yeah. Straight out of context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old, you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and then we play them back and laugh like 5-year-olds. Okay. Tom, are we ready to begin?
We are ready.
All right.
Let's start with a little entry from Waukegan J. Here is Uncle Dino.
Tomorrow morning, I'll show it to you, because really, you can never get enough of that eye candy.
Is he playing Billy Joel in the background?
A little Big Shot. A little Big Shot there.
What was he talking about?
He was talking about his interview with Jim Gaffigan.
What's the significance of the Billy Joel?
I mean...
Because Jim Gaffigan is a Big Shot?
Well,
I think
also,
they just enjoy Billy Joel.
Well, Dean looks like Billy Joel.
Oh, that's the other... Right. Remember when he pretended to be Billy Joel? Do you remember that bit, Esmeralda?
No, what?
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
He was driving around in a limo in Chicago. This was when Billy Joel was... I think he was going to play at Wrigley or something.
Oh, okay.
And everybody thought he was Billy Joel. He was posing with pictures, and he was signing autographs and stuff.
Yeah, his bodyguard was Pat Tomasulo.
Yeah, Pat Tomasulo was his court. Of course. Of course Pat Tomasulo is involved.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm amazed no one recognized Pat Tomasulo.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
It's a really funny bit. I think it's been archived on the Channel 9 website,
oh,
right?
It's got to be. It's so funny.
Yeah, I'll have to look for it.
Oh, it's
he
classic.
Was like kissing babies.
Oh,
and everything
it was
like
just
that.
It was classic. Oh. It was classic. So
all right.
People are dumb.
All right. This one from Brian J. Here's Mary Vandeveld.
Oh, Mary.
It's really hard, Steve.
She talking with Gravanich? Grisanich?
Talking to Bertrand. Bertrand.
Oh, Bertrand.
Bertrand.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking about a tongue twister.
Oh.
Irish wristwatch.
Irish. Oh.
Right?
Irish wristwatch.
Wow.
Yeah, you really got to over enunciate.
Yeah.
For it to work.
Yeah. All right. Have I mentioned how I miss Mary Vandeveld? I miss Mary Vandeveld, Esmeralda.
Oh.
I never get to see her anymore. She used to come in. I used to be on till 5, and she would come in at 4:30.
Well, why don't you just stay there?
I don't think so.
Wow. You must not miss her very much.
I know, right?
I do miss her. I do. She knows.
But not enough to stay an hour.
Nah, I got to go to bed.
Maybe Mary could come in early, you know? I don't know.
Oh,
yeah, Mary. Mary, come
yeah,
in.
She would,
start
she
coming
would love
in,
that.
Start coming in at 3:30.
Yeah, just two.
Yeah. For giggles.
All
not
right.
Not for work.
We got a couple more here before we take a break.
Sure thing. This one's from Ed. Here is a guest on the Matt Bubala show named Jimmy.
We were doing it all day.
Was he a guest or a caller?
He was a guest.
What was he talking about?
His ice cream shop.
Doing it all day.
Doing it all day, baby.
What is he doing all day?
Making ice cream
all day?
All day.
And giving it to people.
That now see that sentence, Esmeralda, that sentence could be pulled out of context too.
I'll make sure
boy.
It makes next week.
All right. Let's do another one here.
This one's another one from Brian. Here's Uncle Dean.
Jeez, Dean.
Neil went down first.
Whoa, man.
Hey.
What was he talking about?
Hey, we're talking about Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong, the moon landing.
Well, we just had the anniversary of that.
Yeah, 51.
Yep. Yep.
51 years.
51 years. Yep. We just had that anniversary. It's the 20th, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, let's do one more and then we'll break.
All right. One more, then we break. This one is actually Matt Bubala and not just a guest on his show. This is coming to us from Lake Geneva, Dan.
It's always good to start your morning off with a little Big O.
Man. He was obviously talking about Orion, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. All right, Esmeralda, hang on.
Okay.
The regular features will continue. Esmeralda, Leon is here, 312-981-7200, and we've got more really immature, straight out of context coming up on 720 WGN. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. Oh, as I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context. Context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah. Straight out of context. It continues, and we welcome Esmeralda Leon back. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
It's always great to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I love being on.
I'm glad. Okay, very cool. All right, straight out of context. That's, again, where we... you guys listen 24/7 to the station. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context, jot down the day, the time we said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We play them back every Friday morning. All right, Tom, let's continue.
All right. This one from Wild Bill. This is you.
Me?
Yes, you.
That's a big piece of meat, too.
Talk about the tomahawk steak.
Tomahawk steak. That's
oh.
Right.
How big is that steak?
Oh, it's like 36 ounces.
Woo!
It's like a 36 ounce steak, and the tomahawk steak is one of the specialties Esmeralda at Gibson's.
Yeah.
We had someone on who was like, "Yeah, man, I had the big tomahawk steak from Gibson's."
Quite a meal.
Yep.
Quite a meal.
Yeah, you'll be fed well if you go to Gibson's. There's no question about it, and it's good steak. So, Esmeralda, do you enjoy Gibson's?
I've never been.
Oh, it's good.
But I'm sure I would enjoy it.
Yeah, no, you would. You would. It's the steaks are fantastic at that place.
Mm.
Fantastic. Okay.
All right, next up from our old pal Doc, it's me. That's your favorite dick?
let me think if I can remember. Esmeralda, I think we were talking about Bewitched.
Yes.
Because
right.
Dick York was the first Darren, and then the second Darren was Dick Sargent.
Yeah. So which is it?
I like Dick York. I think Dick York is a better Darren than Dick Sargent. Tom likes Dick Sargent better.
Which one's the first one?
Dick York.
I liked him, but he was a bit. He seemed meaner than the second guy.
Oh no! The second one was meaner.
Oh, it was the other way around?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dick Sargent was much meaner. He was angry all the time. The first one was just wacky. Dick York was just wacky with his big ears.
Well, I'll go with him then.
Yeah. Dick York is a better Darren, I got to say. So that's what we were talking about. It was a very innocent conversation, Esmeralda.
Sure.
Sure, if you want to believe that. All right. What do we got next, Tom?
All right, next up, let's see. This one's... So this is Rokan. It's coming to us from Brian.
At the end of the winter, you hose it off and you just use it again.
Wow.
Well, hey, by the way, Tom.
Yeah.
Is it possible for you to, because Esmeralda's on, is it possible for you to dig out the old...
Oh, boy.
Okay. See, she's already laughing. She's already laughing.
This is so good.
Okay, this is going to take a second.
Take your time.
Say something.
All right, say something. Yeah.
Do your job.
Esmeralda, I just want you to hear it. I want you to, do we have any, did Lou show up on this week's Out of Context at
he
all?
He did not.
Oh, then you have to play it.
Oh.
It's kind of a shocker.
I'll tell you something, Esmeralda, we had a lot of Lou last week.
It was a big week for Lou.
Yeah.
Big Lou week.
On the old Straight Out of Context.
All right. I think I want to say this is it. All okay, right. Yeah, this is it.
Right, they put their fingers between their legs and they got nail polish on, right? And they're going ta ta tu ta ti.
You really should just have that on deck.
No! Probably, yeah, I mean, you actually actually separated just the do ta put tu tu
ta tu ta ti.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, we can get that on the hotkeys. I can't make that happen for you.
All right, what's next?
Oh, God, I don't even remember. I got another Rogue Con here.
Okay.
He's going to have a good week this week. This one's coming to us from... Actually, Carrie sent in all of the next few of them.
Oh, okay.
She did a very good job this week.
Thank you, Carrie.
So this is from Ro.
With her, you can do whatever you want.
Now, I'm gonna play these without comment. I'll tell you who it's at, and I want you to figure, because they're all from the same conversation. But they had to be separated because it's out of context. So just listen to them, and I want you to tell me what they're talking about. So this next one is another row from Carrie.
What are you wearing other than that electrical cord?
What? What?
Another row here.
You can actually integrate... A sexual device.
What?
And then...
What? Wait, what?
And then Kevin Powell from Karen.
Oh, God.
I mean, do you want a male voice in your bedroom, Ro?
Right, what are they talking about?
Esmeralda, you got a guess?
Siri
or Alexa?
They are. They are, because they're talking about how people were falling in certain
people are you know, did
love.
You hear, because of the, you know, because people are stuck inside, they're starting to have men are starting to have crushes on Alexa and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
You know, they could talk to real people on the internet and all that now. Why do they, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I've not no explanation for it, but that was a news story this week. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, big story.
So
this
it's
week.
Turning into like a Her situation.
Exactly. Very That's much. Exactly what it's turning into. Everybody's Joaquin Phoenix now, falling in love with Scarlett Johansson.
See, but Siri doesn't even have a personality.
Yeah.
That's very rude of you, Esmeralda.
What?
She's a nice
a
lady.
One-dimensional person.
She certainly doesn't sound like Scarlett Johansson.
You sound jealous. She's
yeah.
That movie, by the way, is beautiful. I love that movie, and I think
I
love that movie. And Joaquin Phoenix is fantastic in it.
We should get a smart speaker called an Esmeralda.
Yeah,
but all she does is talk about I love the 80s.
Hey, remember the
80s, Goat Boy
TV show where people talked about the 80s.
It's like Goat. Remember Goat Boy?
Yeah, I
remember. Yeah.
Goat Boy. Hey, remember the 80s? Jim Brewer.
Hey, Esmeralda, what's the temperature today? I don't know, but Scott Ian used to be on I Love the 80s.
Scott Ian said this one time about the weather.
Yeah. All right. What's
Teddy
next?
Ruxpin. All right. This one's from Fox Valley Mike. Here's John Williams.
I ride it about once a week.
Was he talking? What? You talking about his bike?
Talking
he rides
about
it
the,
once a week.
Talking about the CTA.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
the CTA.
Okay.
Wait a minute. John Williams rides the CTA
about once a week.
Get out of here!
Yeah, he says to see what's going on. He says,
"Wait,
I
you don't
see,
believe him?"
He wants to give it kind of the dipstick test.
I can't even picture John Williams on the CTA.
Well, that's because he wears a disguise.
Why not?
He wears a disguise so no one can recognize him.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He wears a false mustache.
Yeah. John Williams with a big mustache. That would be quite the look.
And he never speaks because then otherwise it's over. You know, they all.
Oh, yeah, no.
They can always recognize
John
Williams.
I mean,
you know
the,
voice.
We know the John Williams groupies.
Yeah. There's a
They're
lot of
them. On the CTA now.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. All right. Last one here. Actually, I've got a... couple more here. This one's Ben Bradley.
Oh.
Ben Bradley from WGN-TV, and this is coming to us from Brian.
For example, I have a husband and wife.
What?
He has a husband and a wife.
Uh-huh. What show was he on?
He was on Ro's show.
He was on Ro's show.
He shows up. He pops in to talk with Ro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the context there?
Just talking about a news story.
A news story.
Yeah.
He's got a husband and a wife.
He's got a husband and a wife.
Wow. How about that, Esmeralda?
Good for him.
kind of like a Bill Paxton Big Love situation.
Ah, gotcha.
There you go.
All right.
Last one here.
All right.
This is from Tim, and it's Rokan.
I'm paying for her, aren't I?
Once again, talking about smart speakers.
Uh huh.
Smart speakers.
Uh huh. Boy, strong week for Ro. Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
What are you, Karnak? What's Sis Boom Ba. You remember that one, Esmeralda?
No.
Sis Boom Ba?
The sound an exploding sheep makes.
Yeah. What does this exploding sheep make? What sound does an exploding sheep make? That's the answer to the question. Sis Boom Ba. Oh, Karnak. You got to love Karnak. All right. Let's see. We're going to move on here. And I'll play this little intro here.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Spies. Spies.
Like us.
This is Nick D Show Spies. We do it every Friday. You listen all week long, 24/7 to this station. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. You jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom.
All right. So, as I don't know if you know this, but the morning show is obsessed with Nick.
Oh.
Yeah.
They are.
I didn't know that.
I'm just realizing this now.
Yeah. they're totally obsessed with him.
Uh-huh.
It's really weird. It's uncomfortable, I think, for everyone involved, including them.
Is the whole time just Nick-related topic?
Well, that's the first hour. The first hour is they recap us.
Because when Bob comes in, he listens when he comes in, and he always finds some very strange things that we talk about.
Oh, so all of it.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. All right,
so this one's coming to us from listener Tom. Thanks, yeah, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
And here's Bob Surratt.
Somebody making popcorn around here? You know how that smell permeates everything? I smell either that or something's burning down here on the floor, but I think it's popcorn.
I had some yesterday. But I don't think I still smell like
popcorn. At home, you had some. Yeah.
Now that you mention it, I didn't until you just said that.
Smell that?
Yeah. I think someone overnight had some. Blame it on Nick DiGilio.
You know, it's like, maybe Nick had some.
Or Tom, his producer.
No, I can tell you who it is. Esmeralda, do you know who it is? Someone who would make popcorn?
No.
Well, it's Adam.
Oh.
Our overnight engineer. He makes popcorn. It's not me. And I don't mind the smell, quite frankly. I happen to love the smell of popcorn, but it's not me. I always get blamed for everything that happens for the overnight.
Well, you're the face of overnight.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I always get blamed. Hey, man, I'm a Walk of Famer.
you should wait extra hour or so.
Yeah. And say, look, I didn't make the popcorn. I didn't steal Dave Ennett's yogurt. I didn't do any of that.
Just burst in.
All right. We have any more?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right. Esmeralda, hang on.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get Fly. And if we got some Fly jams to play. It gets funky every Friday morning right around this time. 312-981-7200.
When I grew up on the farm, Fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
All right, Fly Jams Friday. That's what it is. Every Friday, right around this time, we get funky. And DJ Luscious Hushes shows up and starts playing some Fly Jams. Esmeralda's with us. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Ready to get fly?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we play great R&B and funky stuff to start your Friday. Let's say hello to Luscious Hushes.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
Yeah, there he is. do you remember how he got that nickname, Esmeralda?
Because he's so luscious.
From his volleyball team.
Oh, that makes complete sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everything else about Tom, it makes complete sense. All right. All right, Luscious Hushes. What the hell?
Was that a record scratch? What the hell?
Yeah.
We got a little request here from our friend Glenn.
Yeah.
It's Karen White, Walking the Dog.
What's wrong? Tom? Tom's losing it for some reason, Esmeralda.
In a good way?
He's laughing his ass off. What is going on in there?
Is this a song about a woman walking her dog, man?
No, she's treating her man like a dog.
Nah, I think she's just walking a dog.
No, she's treating her man like a dog.
Or alternative.
I was digging it, though.
She's just taking a dog for the walk, you know?
Did you listen to the lyrics at all?
Yeah, she says, I'm walking the dog.
Did you hear the setup? She's treating a man. She's treating her man like a dog. Esmeralda, you understood that, right?
I didn't hear that setup, but I understood that because men are dogs.
I don't understand. This is a really complicated metaphor.
Really? Is V in the room with you now while you say that?
No, but it's a known fact.
It's a scientific fact.
Oh, yeah. Man, oh, man, oh, man. All right. So did you know that song, Esmeralda?
No, but I dug it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I don't know that one either. But it was good, and it's clearly from the 80s.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, it had that distinctive 80s sound to it.
It sounded a little Janet Jackson knockoff.
It did. Yes, it did. You're absolutely
but
right.
I enjoyed it.
All right, cool.
This is a nice song about a girl walking her dog.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Dog, man. Yeah, get
that
my
schnauzer.
Leash.
Schnauzer.
Yeah, I bet it's a
schnauzer.
You know, it's simpler times.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
When songs were literally about what they were about.
All right, what's next?
All right, next, it's The Whispers and The Beat Goes On, coming to us from our good pal Mike in Louisville.
I think that was a first timer. I think that was the first time we played that one. I know that song, too. Yeah.
Famously sampled for Will Smith's Miami.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, who's gonna request that song, please?
The Miami by Will Smith?
Yeah. Bienvenido a Miami.
I don't even know that song.
Welcome to my... Yes, you do.
I don't know.
He's got this irrational hatred of...
I do not like Will Smith.
None of us really like Will Smith.
Hey, man. Speak for yourself.
But those songs are catchy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's rude.
What? Oh, do you have all his records?
Yeah, man. I got Big Willie Style. I got Willennium.
It is
the Willennium.
Esmeralda, listen, he likes Independence Day. So there you go.
Me and millions of other Americans.
It's a terrible movie.
That's not the point.
It's terrible.
He punches an alien in the face and says, Welcome to Earth. No, just welcome to Earth.
I don't know.
Get it right.
I've only seen it once because it's a piece of crap.
They blow up the Empire State Building. I don't care.
They blow up everything, that idiot director.
I like Men in Black.
Men in Black rules, man.
I like Men in Black, the first one.
We should get to some fly jams.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
All right, this is from Nick's dad.
Uh-oh.
Denise LaSalle, don't mess with my toot toot.
Yes.
Don't mess with my toot toot. I know you have another woman. So don't mess with my toot toot. When I was born in my bus suit, the doctor slapped me behind. He said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
My dad loves that song. And
I have heard that song. It's cover. There's a group in Spanish that does a cover of that.
Is that right?
And that's how I've heard it.
Is that right? You know who else does a cover of it? John Fogerty from Creedence.
What?
I'm not kidding. He does a cover of it too.
They hear it in Spanish. Because I heard it. I was like, why is this so familiar? What?
No, they did a Spanish version of Toot Toot.
Yeah.
Well, I think my dad's going to have to look that one up on the internet.
Yeah. He seems to have a proclivity for songs about, like, infidelity. He thinks they're hilarious.
Yeah, I don't think they call it Toot Toot.
Yeah.
But it's that song.
Okay.
It's definitely that song.
All right. Okay, right. What's next?
All right, probably got time for one more here. This is a little Minnie Riperton.
Oh, Minnie Riperton. That's Maya Rudolph's mom.
Exactly, one of the greatest voices of all time.
Beautiful.
This one's coming to us from Mark L. and it's Reasons.
Yeah. What an incredible voice she had. Incredible voice. And, yeah. Hey, Esmeralda, it was a real treat to have you on. We'll get you on again soon, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
And as soon as all this nonsense is over, we'll get you in studio, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, take care. Best of V as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too.
Okay, Esmeralda Leon, she's awesome. All right, we're going to break here. The early morning news is coming up.